Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Oh, Michelle, we have talked about this so many times, and I just really am excited about the fact we're going to spend some more time highlighting this topic, and that is scale-free happiness. You know, ways that your health and happiness are not defined by your weight. I'm just so, aren't you tired of seeing this everywhere in the media and multimedia? Sort of, we're assaulted by all of this. Well, you're only what your weight is. I mean, how crazy is that?
I know.
We got to go to a different place, right?
And I don't want to use. Do you use a scale, Pam? I don't use a scale. I gave up my scale a long time ago. You know how I check my weight is by how my clothes fit. If my clothes don't fit me, then I know I need to kind of rearrange things a little bit and eat a little healthier, because sometimes, you know, because we're on the road so much, you can't always get the healthiest meals, but you also can't beat yourself up about it either, which happens a lot. You know, people make you feel bad when you're, you know, going to take that little bite of cookie dough maybe. But, you know, there's a lot to be said about, you know, being okay with who you are and being healthy and happy.
I follow you. You know, obviously we're on the same page with what I love to call the clothes-o-meter. It's something I wrote about in one of my first books. And that just simply means that, girlfriend, if it doesn't fit and it's getting tight, something is not working. You didn't need a piece of steel and a bunch of numbers. But, you know, numbers make you feel dissociated from your body. It's time to come back to your body and listen to it. I also go way beyond anything like just, as it were, weight and even the clothing thing by looking at what my body can do, so that if I can walk those 3 miles for that breast cancer charity, you know, event, if I can, you know, get up in the morning, I'm hopping out of bed and I'm feeling great about myself and I'm able to perform physically with all kinds of things, running after kids and, you know, bending down, picking up without, you know, going up a flight of stairs without having to speed dial 911. I mean, these are all scale-free ways. You're laughing. Looking at this, I've had some rough times too, you know. So let's look at 10 ways. Well, let's look at the 10 ways, okay?
Let's go.
All right, so you eat more of healthy whole foods than you do junk foods. We got that part. What's the next one?
So listen to your body and stop eating when you're full, right? That's such an easy thing to do.
Well, you know, it's hard for some people who, especially women, are emotional eaters. And they're not eating because they're hungry. They're eating to self-soothe. And this is where you got to step back and ask yourself just that one word, halt. Are you truly hungry? A, are you anxious or angry? L, are you lonely? T, are you tired? You know, this is where you have to stop for a moment and say, what am I actually doing here? So that emotional thing. And then here's number 3. When you do decide to treat yourself with, you know, a treat, you don't beat yourself up about it. And also redefine treats. Since when did a science fair project like a Twinkie turn into a treat? You have to ask yourself, how am I nourishing myself here? You know, a treat could be a fabulous, amazing smoothie that you put together from a healthy cookbook that makes you feel wonderful. Why does it have to be always refined processed junk?
Well, and it doesn't. I mean, I use my rice tortillas, and I make those with a little olive oil and salt. And you know, Pam, I carry those wherever I go, and I love them. And they're nutritious, number one. They're gluten-free, and they taste good. So it tastes, you know, tastes like you're eating potato chips, but you're actually not. So it's kind of like fooling myself. But also, you know, the next one I would say would be exercising frequently. Now, you know, you do this. I mean, this is your life, right? For me, it's more about, fitting that time into exercise. And what's my form of exercise? I love to dance. People that know me know I love to dance. So what do I do in the morning? I crank up the music. I dance in the morning for 20 to 30 minutes, and then I do the same in the evening. I try not to do it too late, though, because guess what happens? I end up not sleeping, which is the next one, right? If you can't, okay, if you aren't getting enough sleep.
Huge.
What
does
that
do to
you?
It's just very huge. Well, it'll screw you up royally, because if you don't get enough sleep, your appetite and hunger hormones become dysfunctional. And so you'll start eating everything that's not tacked down, let alone the fact that you won't have enough energy to take good care of yourself. You know, going back to the exercise thing for a moment, I like to use the word physical activity most of the time. Just basically get up, and hopefully it's something fun and joyful, like Michelle
move.
Just said. but just move. You know, whether it's yoga, whether it's martial arts, whether it's just taking a wonderful walk. I always say walk your dog, even if you don't have one. Just get up and walk yourself. But just, you know, relish the fact, cherish the fact that your body can move. And it's such an integral piece of health and happiness that had nothing to do with the scale. And what about that balance of work, family, and social life? Oh, boy, Michelle, here we go.
You know, as our dear friend Sharon Lecter says, BS before Sharon, because she doesn't believe in that balance, because it's hard to get that balance. She said some psychiatrist made that up years ago so he would have a full-time job for the rest of his life, because we would all be trying to figure out what balance means. But I think it really means that, you know, you need to take care of yourself. We as women, what do? We advocate on behalf of everybody else. We're multitasking, right? We're just doing everything. I mean, we just think that we can, you know, we're just fearless. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, we run ourselves ragged and run ourselves down. So we don't eat properly. We don't eat, we don't sleep well. There's a lot of things we don't do, so we have to stop doing that and try to create some balance, whether it's taking a bath or, you know, again, turning on the music, lighting a candle, and putting yourself in a room by yourself, meditation. There's all kinds of ways to do that.
All right, and I just love that. And, you know, when it comes to that B word, balance, I agree with you. It's really just listening to yourself and making sure you don't fall off your own radar screen, because, Michelle, we hear this all day long, and you and I, you know, as road warriors and out here getting the message to so many women, we have to be vigilant about this, which brings us to the whole issue of stress resilience. And that means, when life throws you those curveballs, you don't fall apart. And that's incredibly important. Learning how to be able to adapt and adjust to life stresses are so important, and that it's so helped by the 10th way to your health and happiness without the scale, and that is have a positive attitude. Not a slappy-wappy, you know, everything's totally cool all the time, but one that's like realistic optimism. Doesn't that work for you, Michelle?
It works really well for me. So, you know, Pam, you know this, but every night I go to bed and it's Christmas Eve, and I wake up in the morning and I wonder what gifts are going to be under the tree Christmas morning. And I am never, ever disappointed in the gifts. Now, some of the gifts could be wrapped not so pretty that day, and some of them can be beautifully wrapped, but there's always a gift every single day, multiple gifts. You just have to look for them, and that's part of that positive attitude.
I love that. So when we're really looking at the whole issue of health and happiness not being defined by your weight, we just gave you 10 reasons. Everything from eating those healthy foods to listening to your body at all times, not falling off your own radar screen, having that positive attitude, being more stress resilient, getting that sleep, assuming the vertical and getting a little bit of physical activity too, and treating yourself, just listening to yourself, just like Michelle. I love that Christmas analogy, Michelle. That was so spot on. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Don't forget, be grateful for what you have every day. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.